So let's have a look at what's going on in the Champions Trophy clash between India and Bangladesh. Bangladesh batted first, made 228 all out. They were bowled out in the 49th over. They did have a 100 from Tawhid Hidroy to thank to get them to that mark, along with 68 from Jaka Ali, because at one stage they were 35 for 5. Mohammad Shami took 5 for 53, while Harshad Rana took 3 for 31. In reply now, India currently 161 for 4. They're going at 4.6 runs to the over, so 35 overs gone there. Shubman Gill is keeping the innings together, 66 not out of 93 deliveries. They have lost a few quick wickets. KL Rahul there is at the wicket with Gill. Akshar Patel, the last man out for 8. So India now require 68 to win from 90 deliveries. They should get over the line there. But a few quick wickets for Bangladesh might turn things around and turn them on their head. Then moving to football news. Liverpool boss Arne Slot doesn't think they're experiencing a dip in form, despite dropping points for the second time in 3 Premier League matches. They drew 2-2 at Aston Villa last night to move 8 points clear at the top. Darwin Nunez missed a great chance to seal victory for the Merseysiders, but Slot says the striker knows it was a huge opportunity.
I think we were all disappointed, but it's normal that a player that missed a chance like this is always a bit more disappointed than the rest.
We're going to move to some rugby news from a big weekend of Six Nations action coming up. Fly half Finn Russell is fit for Scotland after recovering from concussion, but Darcy Graham unfortunately will miss the clash with England at Twickenham. Former captain Jamie Ritchie has been recalled to the side for that massive match on Saturday. Winger Kyle Rowe and prop Pierre Schoeman also come into the team in 3 changes made by head coach Gregor Townsend. Scotland have beaten England in 4 consecutive tests and currently hold the Calcutta Cup. In the other matches in the Six Nations, Wales take on Ireland and Italy host France. And then finally, in some school basketball action, the Jenny Orchard Invitational Tournament got underway at Maritzburg College earlier today. 28 schools from across the country, as well as schools from Eswatini and Botswana, take part in the competition over 4 days. Hosts Maritzburg College are the defending champions, and the action got underway a little bit earlier this afternoon. That's all from me for today. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.